I'd had autoimmune hepatitis since after you were born, and I'd lived with that without really too many problems for lots and lots of years. And one of the things you do when you have that illness is you have your blood work done every 3 to 4 months. And I'd done that religiously, so I'd actually had some blood work done, and the results came back that my liver functions were really well, way off. So at that point, they sent me in to have a sonogram, and the sonogram technician was a woman with a very thick Russian accent, and she kept asking me cryptic questions like, well, have you ever had cirrhosis? So when the doctor came in, he said, your liver looks very unusual. It really looks like rippled aluminum siding. They said that the biopsy showed that I had cancer and that I had a 10-inch, not centimeters, but a 10-inch tumor that had grown on my liver.
How I remember is that you had, was it a full 5 rounds of chemo?
Mm-hmm.
For the first few, it seemed to not be
doing too much.
And then it really started to work. And then you had the surgery to try to remove it, but mm-hmm. there was cirrhosis. What I remember is the meeting where our family met with the doctor.
Dr. Goldstein?
It was mm-hmm. Goldstein by then. And
the transplant surgeon.
The mm-hmm. transplant surgeon. This was the conversation we were having where we were being told transplant is next. And I knew, I felt it then that I'm going to be the fit. I remember going in, and while our family was supportive, I remember Dad especially wanting me to know that it was okay if I didn't. It was difficult because I wanted him to switch gears. Now, 8 years later, I have a better perspective on it, and I see that
he was terrified.
His son
yeah.
was in danger. He was scared.
First my wife, and now my son is going to risk this. It was really scary. It was truly the worst decision I ever had to make in my whole life.
And I remember feeling like almost that I needed to convince these doctors. And I remember wanting to answer their questions truthfully, but also give them the answer that was going to allow them to select me as the donor.
Mm-hmm.
I've made this decision. I'm going to do it.
And it's going to work.
And I was so sure of that.
And in fact, Dr. Orr tells me, I've talked to him just in the last 2 years, and he said, I hope you don't mind, but every single person that I tell them they have liver cancer, I tell them about you. Because it gives them hope that they too can have some more days to enjoy. And I thought again, thank you, God. Thank you, Grant, for that gift. If you hadn't given me that, if I hadn't lived, I wouldn't have seen that extraordinary beauty that God has for us every single day. I wouldn't see you grow that beard. I wouldn't see Nathan marry Tiffany. I wouldn't get to see next May our first grandbaby. Gosh, life's a gift. And thank you, Grant. Thank you. I wouldn't be here without you.